Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, rejoice and be glad in it on today. He spared our lives once again. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that the blood still running warm in your veins? You still got the activity of your limbs? Oh, what a blessing on today. Oh, we just thank him on today. We just praise him on today. I thank him for you, you, and you on today. I pray that the joy of the Lord will be your strength on today. I pray that you'll get in a hurry. Oh, yes. Do you see the signs of judgment all around about us, y'all? I'm telling you, it's getting closer and closer every day. You know, it's getting closer to the end time. We don't know when it's coming, but, hey, we better be ready, stay ready. You know, get ready, stay ready, and be ready when he comes. He's coming back for church without spot or wrinkle today. I'm telling you, it ain't going to be the building. It's going to be you without spot and wrinkles in your life on today. And we just thank him. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning, started us on our way, and we said thank you on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister to us, oh God, and we may minister to those around about us on today, God. We pray that you will think through my mind and speak through our lips of clay on today. Oh, we just thank you, God. Thank you, oh God. We praise you on today. We pray for those, oh God, that are in bereavement on today. God, we pray that you will comfort their hearts like only you can do, and that they will look to you and trust you in this hour, God, that you will give them peace in the midst of this storm on today. We pray for those, oh God, that are in suicidal thoughts on today, where the enemy is telling you there is no hope and give up on today. We here at the Reddit Church want to say, trust God. We're praying for you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families today. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies on today. We pray for those that hate us without a cause on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just use us for your glory. Help us to make a difference where it counts. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is here, Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I thank God this morning. Once again, being able to be with my family. I thank God for my children. I thank God for you. I just thank God this morning. He's worthy to give him praise. If you got lips today, hallelujah, you can say thank you, Jesus. And even if you can't say it out of your mouth, you can say it in your mind. Lord, I thank you on today. We just praise him. He's worthy of our praise. And I just want to say this morning, good morning. I have my children, like I said, here with me this morning, and they saying good morning. And at this time, we're just going to go into the Word of God. I believe we'll be coming from, let's see. Well, I guess I want to talk a little bit before I start this morning. You know, with so much going on, and, you know, like I said, from week to week and from, you know, from day to day, it's just so much going on. I heard so many things this week. You know, my oldest son had called me and gave me some news to pray for different families on this week. You know, it's so much going on from, like I said, from day to day, from minute to minute. I mean, young man got shot in his neck, and let me give you this testimony. He can't give it to you this morning, but I'm going to give it to you for him this morning. Young man, 46 years old, was shot in his neck, and a bullet came out through his mouth. And, you know, it was a week on yesterday, and God spared his life. Oh, my God. He's an amazing God. You know, he could have took him, but God allowed him to still be here. Even if he can't even speak right now, you know, we know God is a healer, and he's closed in his right mind. He was able to smile at his sister, I heard. So we thank God for that. Oh, ain't that an awesome God? Some people get shot and then, you know, right then die. But he's giving them a chance to call on him, to thank him. And we thank God for that on today. Not only that, but we heard another report. A young lady that just had surgery, had heart surgery, open heart surgery. And the young lady, they was telling her, you know, to kind of take it easy. This was a mother of the young man that we know, my family we know, and he had told her to take it easy, stop moving so fast. But I'm telling you, the young lady, she didn't listen. She had a second chance and didn't take it because the Lord allowed her, you know, to go through heart surgery and brought her through. But she went and partied and danced and drinking and smoking back again, and her life was taken. I'm telling you, see, there's a difference. You know, God give you an opportunity, a chance. A second chance, and sometimes we don't take advantage of the second chance that God gives us over and over and over again. So we're here today saying we want you all to pray for that young lady's family on today. She have children, and we want to lift them up in prayer in the name of Jesus, that God will give them peace in the midst of their storm on today. And not only them, then there was another young man that my son had ran into, and he's a family member of ours, and he has a brother that's not related to us. But anyway, he was talking to him and found out that his brother didn't wake up. And so now they're trying to find out what happened to him. So from day to day, y'all, I'm telling you, we're so blessed. We're so blessed. And we need to pray. Watch and pray in this last hour. If you're not close to Jesus, you don't know him, and upon your sin, you need to give your life to him. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Why won't you let him in? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, yes, he's just as close as we're talking to you right now. God is talking to your heart. He's ministering to you today. You know, we got to get right, church. And let's go home. We're looking at the church today, and the church where, oh, my God, the enemy has come in like a flood, and the word of God has prepared us. It said judgment must begin in the house of God. And we can truly say today we see that judgment has begun in the house of God. So many things are taking place. So many things have come in to defile God's house. That's why he said judgment was coming, because of the things that were going to come in the house of God that was not his, you know. So we here at the Reddit Church, we just want to make a difference. I heard a few years ago there was Bible studies at the mega churches. It wasn't the smaller ones, but the mega churches was beginning to call their Bible study crazy church. Well, I think it was crazy that you call it crazy church, and we can see today it is crazy what's taking place in the house of God today. And we know God wants you to get the filth out of his house. You know, if you don't know him, you better get to know him so you can tell the difference fake from the real. You know, God is allowing us a chance to get right. And we here at the Red Church, I tell you, and we ain't no pastors and preachers, but we know the word of God, and we want to make a difference. And we here at the Red Church just want to tell you, seek the Lord. Come on, call on him. Call on why he may be found. Come on, seek him while he's near. Oh, yes, he loves you. He cares for you. He cares for your soul. In it to perish. I don't care what you've done or where you've been or what, you know, what's going on in your life. Oh, my God. He will come in and he will change your life and make you new on the inside out. Oh, yes, he will. So, like I said, we were seeing this week, William Murphy. You know, last week it was Pastor Jakes, you know, Bishop Jakes. We've been hearing a lot of, you know, stuff going on in the house of God, you know, with these men and women that are supposed to be men and women of God. But we can see the fruit. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruit, by their lifestyle. The bishops are to be blameless. Come on now. Oh, my God, come on. Y'all better stop holding these people up and lifting them up, and you better lift Jesus up. He's the one that woke you up. He's the one that's keeping you. He's the reason why you're here. Jace didn't bring you. Jace can't save you. Jace can't deliver you, but God can. We as the body of Christ, as a church, we better get our focus back. It's lost focus in the house of God. Get back to the Bible. Get back to the word of God. It will save your soul. The word will cleanse you and make you whole on today. As I say, it was crazy for you to call it crazy church. And then we got William Murphy coming this week with all this mess in the house of God. Get the mess out of God's house. Oh, my God, it's a shame. It's a shame. The stuff is defiling God's house. Get it out. Clean. It's polluted. It starts with you cleaning your life. So we here at the Red Church, like I said, we just want to make a difference. Humping, bumping, crumping, that's what they're doing in there. And get the mess out of God's house. Oh, yes, this music come off the altar of Baal. That's the devil. You know, Satan got many names. He's a serpent. He's Satan. He's the devil. He's Belial. He's Baal. Oh, my God, he got many names. Oh, yes. Oh, y'all better get in the word of God. We're running out of time. The devil knows that he's running out of time. And it seems that the people don't realize that you're running out of time. The clock is ticking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a sign for you. The Lord, why may be found. Come on, y'all. Call upon him while he's near. Okay, son, can you get Jeremiah 32 and verse 34. Come on, y'all. Stuff is defiled in God's house.
But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it.
To defile God's house. To defile means to profane, to violate, to desecrate, to bring in uncleanness, to contaminate. Spoil, things that spoil stink. I'm going to tell you, when you let it sit around, it stink. Oh, my God, I know this stuff is stinking in the north of God. Oh, yes, less than pure. That's what it means, defile. This is defile stuff that's being brought in God's house. So we need to seek the Lord. These leaders, get your focus off of these men and women and get your focus in the word of God. These are new age pastors that Jews said they crept in unaware. Get the Jews for me. Say they crept in unaware. Oh, yes. I remember hearing Pastor Jakes, Bishop Jakes saying a long time ago when he was in the church and then he left the church and he said nobody came after him but one lady. And he was upset with the church. I remember him saying that. And this lady came and got him from out of the, he was at a clothing store. I think he was working at a clothing store or something. But he was upset with the church.
You know, a lot of these pastors are not even saved, but they got a mission. People are been hurt in the church, and they call themselves this church hurt. So they figured, I'm going to hurt the church. But you're really hurting yourself. You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. You're not hurting the church. Because the true church, the gates of hell shall not prevail. That's according to the word of God. But the Bible said they crept in. Read. I think it's 3 or 4.
For there are certain men.
Okay.
Crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained.
Already prepared for this. Go ahead.
Ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. Ungodly.
Godly, unclean.
Turning the grace of our God.
Turning y'all away from truth. Turning you away to error. Yeah, that is, you know, sleeping with men and women and all this kind of stuff. He's the ungodly men.
Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. Turning you away from truth, giving you a bunch of pollution, you know, unclean things, telling you it's all right. I remember Pastor Jace talking about, came out with, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. They were doing Friday night little things at their church, and they was playing the song. Y'all know the song, Oldie But Goodie, as y'all say. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. What did the word of God say? He said they ungodly men. Ain't no godly man would have brought that in. But he brought in, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. And the people in the church were saying, the young lady, she was saying, oh, I like it over here. You can do anything. You can do jazz. You can what else?
They got the swing line. They got everything. She's going to tell everybody to bring to come. She's going to bring her family and friends and getting them all to come, you know.
Yeah, so see, the world wants that. They like that.
Everything.
That's that itching ear. See, that's what you want to hear. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. What did the word of God say? No, it's not your thing. Do what you want to do. He said deny you. That's what the word says. Deny your flesh. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. That's what we're to do. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. These men were ordained. Mean they were hired. I believe he was hired for the assignment. Probably paid him about $1 million to bring 50 families from West Virginia. You can offer people something. You got to offer them something. These people would offer 50, would offer some money, 50 families. How you going to get 50 families to come from West Virginia with you? You don't have nothing. And we heard Norah Jones say you didn't have nothing. What did Norah Jones say?
That it was initial seed that the people planted, because T.D. Jakes was saying that you did not buy what I have. I had it when I came, basically saying that he had it when he came to Dallas. And then Bishop Norah Jones was saying, well, it ultimately started with some people giving you some money. It was initial seed from the people that you had, and you maximized it off of, and then you built businesses and did all that, and now you're saying that you already had it.
So we know that the devil is cunning. That's the same thing Jim Jones did. Jim Jones tricked the people. He fooled the people and had them to move with him to Ghana. And all those people lost their lives. Come on, y'all. Get your eyesight back. This has happened before. It's just like I told you on the other day when I told you about Eli's son. And then we're doing in and everything in the house of God. This has happened before, y'all. And now the stuff they bringing in today with the humping, bumping, crumping, and twerking in the house of God, this has been done before. There's nothing new under the sun. God said get the mess out. Clean out his house. It's polluted. It's polluted. Filthiness has taken place in the house of God. You can't tell the difference from the clean and the unclean. But there is a difference. When Christ come in your life, he said, behold, all things become new. Here, you look and you have a new walk. You look and you have a new talk. You look and you have a new life. When Christ comes in, he makes the difference. Behold, all things become new in this last hour. We just here in the Renner Church just want to make a difference. You got to pay attention to all the signs, y'all. Signs are important. They warn you. They protect you. They help you. Signs are important. If we didn't have signs, you wouldn't know where you were going. You wouldn't know where you were going. You wouldn't even know where you live at. Every place has signs. If you're going to a hospital, you don't go to a grocery store for a hospital. If you don't see the signs, where you going? Come on now. Pay attention to the signs. If we didn't have road signs, we would all be running into each other. Oh, my God. Signs are important. Pay attention to your signs. Pay attention to your signs. Watch and pray. They all go together. Watch, pray, stay alert. The church went to sleep. That's why it's unholy now. It's powerless. It's wickedness in the house, and God wanted out. His house is to be holy. Everything about him is holy. Everything about him is righteous. He said, he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Revelation. Get it for me. Revelation 21, I think. 21. He that's holy, let him be holy. He that's filthy, let him be filthy. If you're going to be holy, be holy. If you're going to be filthy, take it out to the street. Go back. Go to a club. Don't try to make the church a club. The church is the church. The club is the club. Choose you which way you want this, who you going to serve. If you're going to serve the Lord, serve the Lord. If you're going to serve Satan, serve him. Get the mess out of God's house. Unclean. Unclean. Oh, yes. He said, he that's filthy, let him be filthy still. He that's righteous, let him be righteous still. There it is. 11.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust. He that which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
So we didn't hear the word. That was Revelation. Revelation 20 what? 22 and 11. Write these scriptures down. Go and read them for yourself. We ain't telling you nothing that's not in the word of God. We're trying to help you. Well, people have gotten off, you know, saying you can do whatever you want to do. You can listen to rock and you can listen to heavy metal and you listen to jazz and funk and all that. You know, even when with the Funkadelics, when they was they said when they were making those songs off in the altar of Baal, they said they was high on LSD and heroin. Come on, y'all. The gift of God? That's strange. That's a strange thing. That's not God. Singing the song Summer, September, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. A lot of this stuff, Kirk Franklin, the devil used Kirk Franklin and T.D. Jakes. And T.D. Jakes years ago trying to sound like Isaac Hayes. I said he must have been his idol. Like he said, what Jennifer Hudson is his idol. She's my idol. What in the world? You should have been paying attention to what he was saying out his mouth all the time. He was telling you who he was. Satan using him. He was hired for the assignment. He betrayed Jesus just like Judah betrayed Jesus. He betrayed Jesus. And a lot of y'all is betraying Jesus that's hooked up to him. He's a ringleader. Y'all heard him say that he's the next Billy Graham. I wonder why. And Billy Graham changed as well. Where he was saying that Jesus is the only way. By the end of his days, he was saying something different. He was saying that there are many ways to God. And that's what he was telling,
Robert
Shuler. What was he saying to him?
He was telling, Billy Graham was telling Robert Shuler that there is a wideness in God's mercy and that he's got that people from the Christian world and from the non-Christian world, the non-believing world, are going to be with us. We're going to be with the Christians and going to be in heaven, whether they believe in Jesus or not, basically, whether they know his name or believe in his name, or he believes they're going to be members of the body, whether they come from the Muslim world, from the Buddhist world, the Hindu world, they're all going to be one.
That means the snake worshipers, everybody, the Hindus, all of them going to be together? Non-believers? The Bible said those that come to Christ must believe. You must believe that he is who he say he is in order to receive him. Oh, my God. Yes. And they say he the next Billy Graham. Oh, yeah, we see it. He's filthy, too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Taking people away from truth, changing the word of God into things to fit you, all behind money, fame, and fortune. Oh, my God. Everything's going down. But the word of God, we're here to Reddit Church. We want to make a difference, telling you to pay attention. Pay attention to what's being said to you. Even the Funkadelics, when they were singing and stuff, those some of those people had on diapers. Grown men standing up there with diapers on and playing the music and looking crazy and looking wild. And, oh, my God. And y'all said, that represents Christ? That represents the church? The money stuff in the house of God, y'all, come on. The Funkadelics, their clothing, looking weird, acting weird. Oh, my God. And that's what we got in the church today. Oh, yeah, Mike Freeman and all them, you know, up there promoting this mess, promoting Superman and Batman and all this stuff off in the altar of Baal. You got something you want to say?
No, I was seeing that, yeah, that is brought up some good points in that we do have videos out there. It's on the Continue for the Faith RC channel on YouTube that does give the physical description of what she's saying.
Music appeases to your flesh, your soulish realm, you know? Music can get you in a lot of trouble. It's dangerous. It's just like when the young people hear, you know, shoot your mama, kill your dad, and that boom, 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 all that loud music, and it's just telling you different things to do, you know, and they go by shooting, just drive by shooting, because the music playing in your ear, getting into your spirit, and then controlling you. Music controls your emotions. I mean, there's music that makes you cry. There's music can take you up. There's music can take you down. There's music can make you sad. There's music can make you mad. Oh, there's all kinds of music. There's sound. A music can make you nervous. It can make you scared. It can make you happy. It can make you sad. Come on. Music. The power of music. One thing about music, you ain't even got to speak the same language. Everybody, it's universal. Yeah, everybody with music. You can be from Africa, and I can be from, from Spain, or you can be from, you know, music, the power of music.
Yeah, so the power of music, it is, it's very powerful. The spirit behind the music that comes in and influences you and your soul, and it plays into you just like somebody's chanting something and it's going inside of you, and then you find later on you'll be quoting it. There are people that don't even speak a specific language. A language of the person that they're hearing the music, but music is universal, and they recite the song that they heard, and they don't even comprehend the language. There's people that do that, and they rehearse that, and so music does is powerful. It's powerful, and the Bible talks about how Lucifer was was chief musician, and he was greatly gifted, and so music is powerful, and then that's what the devil is using, that as a powerful tool to influence people today.
Yes, the power of music. Oh, yes. Now I want you to read Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
Zephaniah, this is chapter 1.
Yes, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3 and 4. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from the land, saith the Lord.
That's what God said he's going to do. That is what he's going to do. Can you repeat it again?
And I will cut off man from the land, saith the Lord. I will repeat that again, this particular verse, which is verse 3. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked, and I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord.
And this was a prediction from Zephaniah. He predicted that. Keep reading. Read verse, turn over.
And I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and say,
keep reading.
And I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of Shemarim with the priests. He will also cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of Shemarim the priest, and them that worship the hosts of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord and that swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord,
right,
nor inquired for him.
Okay. Ain't asking nothing about God, just doing whatever you want to do. Come on, this is definitely prediction from God.
Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand.
It's at hand, and it was even on yesterday. Go ahead.
For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, and he hath bid his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes,
the leaders,
and the kings, and the king's children.
Look at this stuff. Look at what Jace just did. He just put his dirty hands on his daughter's head. What? And turning his ministry over to her. Come on.
And all such are clothed with strange apparel.
Strange stuff. That has never happened. Come on.
In the same day also will I punish all those that fall.
That's why stuff is being uncovered, revealed.
Which fill their master's house with violence and deceit.
This is exactly what's going on in the house of God. He has filled God's house with what? Violence and deceit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Read 12 and 18. 12 down to 18. Have you read that yet?
Read verse 12 and 18. And it shall, mm-hmm. And it shall come to pass at the time that I will search Jerusalem with candles.
Oh, yes. He, okay.
And punish the men that are settled
on their leaves.
That's what God is doing. That's what God is doing, bringing them to an open shame, an open shame. This is a shame, y'all. This is a shame. It's horrible what we're seeing, the mess you're seeing in God's house today. It's disrespectful, it's dishonor, and it's a shame.
And punish the men that are settled on their leaves, that say in their heart.
We ain't got to touch them. We ain't got to touch them. God's word. It's going to be fulfilled. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He said, vengeance is mine. Now, that karma stuff that people are saying, that stuff can't, that can do it. That can do. And we as the body of Christ as Christians shouldn't even be using that term. Y'all don't know what you're using. You need to be careful what words you use. Karma.
Right.
You know? That's him doing. You know? That's not God. We only stick with God's word. He said, vengeance is mine, and he will repay you. You know? Stick right. with God's word. Don't be using all this new stuff just because people saying, well, it's not really new. It's new age. It's of the devil. You know? So you need to be careful what you say out of your mouth. Search the scriptures and see whether it be of the faith. See if it's God's word or is it man's word. Come on, y'all. Be careful. We're living in a dangerous time. You must walk light and careful. Pay attention to everything and everybody. Oh, yes. It's like you're walking in a man field. The devil's after your mind. He's after your soul. You're walking in a minefield. And when you know, it's like over in the military, when they go in the field and they don't know where the grenades is. And if you step, one wrong move can blow you away. One wrong move, y'all, can blow you away. Be careful. Watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. Jesus is coming soon. Read.
And they say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil.
Yeah, that's what they say. God is a God of love. Yes, he's a God of love, but he's a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. What was it that came to the people when Noah preached 120 years, warning them that the flood was going to come, and they didn't listen to him? They looking, probably laughing and saying, oh, that old crazy man talking about it's going to rain, and it's never rained before. He got to be crazy. He got to be out of his mind. But when the flood came and washed them all away, was that not judgment? God is coming. He said it won't be water. It's going to be fire. It'll probably be weapons of missile. You know, I don't know what it's going to be, Russia destroying or what, but I know that there's something coming, and it's going to be fire. And we need to be ready. The Antichrist is getting ready to come on the scene. Oh, yes. Yes. Now, can we go? Did you finish?
That was the end of 12.
Go ahead.
Now, is it 14?
Go ahead. Keep reading.
Therefore, the goods shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them.
They won't live in them.
And they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof.
Yeah, yeah.
The great day of the Lord is near. It is near.
Oh, yes, yeah, close, y'all. It's close.
And hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly.
The mighty man. Uh-huh, they say Jason, the great Jace. His wife talking about, oh, he's the great Jace.
King Jace.
He's not no king. He's not no Lord. He didn't make no heaven, no earth. He ain't made nothing. He ain't made you. And y'all worship him like he's God. King Jake, not only did she call him King Jake, but
George Bloomer
called him great. The great Jake. Oh, my God. Y'all give him all these accolades and look at him. Look at him. God turned it down. God's turned it down. He's turned down everything that can be shaken, can be shaken. He's going to shake. Oh, yes. Oh, God is coming. He's shaking. He's doing a shaking. He said everything that's here is going to be revealed. Don't you see it? Nothing here that shall not be revealed. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
That day is a day of wrath.
Oh, yes. Wrath. Anger. His anger.
A day of trouble.
Oh, yes. Don't you see it?
And distress.
Oh, yes.
A day of wasteness and desolation. A day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness.
I heard Jake say, too much light hurt your eyes. No, but God can't brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Come on, get your focus back. They telling you it's all right to be in the dark. And you see what we see, what he been doing in the dark, right? Okay. Ain't nothing here going to be, that ain't going to be revealed. And God is uncovering stuff. Been praying that God would chop down all these trees so that people can see God high and lifted up. You worshiping man. You're supposed to be worshiping God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. Oh, yes. Nobody should bow down to nobody but God. No man, one need to bow down to Jake, talking about she indebted to him the rest of her life. How dare she say that? We're not to be indebted to no man, no woman. And then T.D. Jake said, woman, thou sins be forgiven thee. He has no right to forgive nobody of sin. Right in front of your face, open your eyes. Can't you see the sign? Go ahead.
A day of the trumpet, an alarm against defense cities.
Oh, yes.
And against the high towers.
Oh, yes.
And I will bring distress upon them, upon men, that they shall walk like blind men.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Won't be able to see. Walking like blind men. That's what they're doing right there. You think you got eyes and can see? You done brought in all this mess in God's house and saying it's okay. You must be blind. You got to be blind. They say you can do any and everything in God's house. You are blind. Now, come on, get your eyesight back. A way you get your eyesight back is reading the word of God, and he'll make things clear, and the scales will begin to fall off your eyes, and you'll be able to see again. And if you have never seen, you'll be able to see when you get the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You got to hear the word of God in order for your faith to be built. Read the word of God.
Because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung.
Come on. And stink. Come on.
Neither their silver nor their gold.
I don't care. Y'all might be saying, well, TDJ's a millionaire. I don't care what he is. Everything that he is, God has, you know, and he bring everything high down. I don't care how rich you are, how great you think you are, or how much money you think you got. You can't buy that.
Neither
can't buy my salvation.
Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath.
All right. No matter how these rich these people are, the Pope, all these people that think they run in the world and, you know, trying to run the earth and trying to get everything set for the Antichrist, because the Antichrist is a man. Antichrist is going to be a man that's going to step in leadership. We already got the Antichrist spirit is in the world today. Anything that is against Christ is Antichrist. Is that you?
But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy.
What did it say? It won't be water, but what? Fire. Fire next time. Come on, y'all.
But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, God's word is truth, y'all. God's word is truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13 and 14. I'll read 13 and you read 14. For such are what? False apostles. That's what we got, a bunch of false apostles. William Murphy or whatever, he was a singer. And because they get up there and sing a few songs and say a few scriptures, then y'all pull them up in the pulpit, talking about they are preachers now. No, uh-uh. No, the Bible says gifts are without repentance. You can have a gift to sing, a gift to preach, a gift to dance, a gift. You can have a lot of gifts, but without repentance. Read.
For such as false apostles, deceitful workers,
transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
That's what they're doing. Trying to transfer themselves into the apostles. I mean, we're seeing some weird stuff going on in the house of God. It's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. People laying hands on them. They flipping and oh, my God. Oh, my God. And some of these people done been hired to get up there and try to fool you. They done paid them to get in there and act like something wrong with them. Come on, y'all. Pay attention. Go ahead.
And no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into an angel of light.
And that's why we send these people worshiping to me, Jakes, and all these other ministers, because they came in and fooled you, came in like an angel, but they were Satan. They transformed. You see it now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform as a minister of righteousness. Come on, y'all. This is not right what they're doing. It's not right. And God is not pleased at this. He's not pleased. Now, could you go to Matthew 24? Well, we don't give you scripture and the word over here. Oh, yes. Because, see, the word is the only thing going to save you. The word is the only thing going to keep you. The word is the only thing going to heal you in this last hour. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Matthew 24, verses 24 and 25.
For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets.
There shall rise what?
False Christs and false prophets.
And that's what we're seeing today, y'all. How did we get here? How did the church turn so quick? False apostles, false. These people was already set higher. And the ringleader is T.D. Jakes. Yeah. Dewey Smith and all them. He talking about, I mean, they in the church doing Michael Jackson and Prince. Come on, y'all. Fifth in God's house. Strange things happening in God's house. Being up there talking about, a few minutes, these few minutes ain't going to hurt, ain't going to send you to hell.
Yep. You ain't going to go to hell just because for these 5 minutes.
Yeah, it turned from 5 minutes to what now? Look at the church now. It went from 5 minutes to now. They just doing it. Yeah. From the time you come in to the time you leave. See how the devil do? See how he trick you? See how he come in like an angel and everybody just worshiping these men because of the words they say? You know, the Bible said, be not enticed with words of man's wisdom. Y'all looking at what they saying out there. Oh, he's so prolific. Oh, he can say these long, big words. They ain't impressing God. They might be impressing you. And you supposed to have been aware of that. And you supposed to stay on your God so they wouldn't be, you wouldn't be enticed with man's wisdom. Go ahead.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders.
Oh, yeah. Y'all see that lady spinning around from the time y'all get in the church until the time she leaving, she's spinning and hitting, spinning and hitting, spinning right. And hitting. Now, where is that at? What is that in the Bible? That's witchcraft. The Bible warns us of these things. You should read Leviticus, read Deuteronomy. That's why people tell you to start in the New Testament, because the devil wants to avoid the Old Testament. But it's from Genesis to Revelation, God's got a word for us. And we need to read the whole book. You don't buy a book and start in the middle. You buy the book and read from the beginning.
Just show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
And that's what we're seeing today. They are deceiving many, but it can't fool the very elect, meaning the real, the true Christian. We got our guard up. We were in the Word of God, so we know the difference. But if they could, they would try to possibly trick us too. But when you stay on God, stay in the Word. The Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You know, when you read the Word, and you then you, when the enemy comes to you like a flood, you can see in the Word. God, Jesus was going to put that example when the enemy tried to take him. Satan took him up to a high pinnacle and showed him all these things, just like he did Jakes, but he fell for it. Offering you all these things. I give you all these things. You just bow down and worship me. That's what it's all about. Satan wants your worship, y'all. Satan wants to be worshiped, y'all. And even I was looking at the news the other day down in Tennessee. You know, people ain't getting their food stamps. It's another cycle, just like with the COVID. You know, people took the shot because, you know, you don't know what was in that shot. A lot of people got sick and some people died. And thank God for his grace and mercy. He covered you. You still here. But, you know, these things are getting you prepared for the Antichrist. Down in Tennessee, when they ain't getting their food stamps, the people down there almost crying because they ain't getting no food stamps. What happened if they don't return the food stamp? Because, see, they're trying to get your mind conditioned to take the mark of the beast. And if you take the mark of the beast, because you won't be able to buy or sell except you have the mark, you're going to be doomed. You're going to lose your soul. You're going to lose your life. But you should want to lose it for Christ over Satan. I choose God. I choose the Word of God. I choose life over death. The wages of the pay for sin is death. I choose life with Christ. It's eternal life. Eternal means without no end. You want eternal life with Christ, y'all, today. You want eternal life with Christ.
Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth.
Go not there. You know, they came out with this stuff, years ago. They came out with, oh, you know, over here at this church, they doing different from what you doing over there at your church. You know, they over there, they got praise team, they got money,
Step team.
Oh, they got everything that you got
drama,
in
all this.
All the stuff you got out in the world. All the stuff you got in school. You know, drama. You know, and all these things that you were doing in school.
Hip hop groups.
Hip hop. What else? Hip hop.
Just what a whole
host of things. Yeah. Just doing anything in God's house, y'all. We can't do it. Don't do it.
You got single ministry. You got whatever you want to do. You got different types of conferences and all this, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do. Just think of things. So, yeah, that's what they do.
Matthew, we're giving you scriptures. I pray that you go back and read them. Matthew, Matthew 4 and 5. Did you do that already?
No, we didn't do that one yet. Matthew 4 and 5.
I mean, Matthew 24 and 4 and 5. Did we do that?
We didn't do that.
Matthew 24 verses 4 and 5.
24 verses 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
He said, listen up. Say it again.
Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Listen up. Take heed that no man. I don't care how great they think they are. He said, no man. I don't care if the president, your favorite pastor, whoever. He said, let no man deceive you for what?
For many shall come in my name, saying.
He didn't say a few. He said many. Many shall what?
Shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
He said many going to come saying that they're Christ. I think I hit that. And deceive many.
Right.
No. So there are many people being deceived right now, y'all. From not knowing the word of God, not searching the scriptures to see whether it be of the faith or not. Come on, pay attention. Pay attention. We here to read the church, just want to make a difference. Go to Isaiah 3:18-24. I guess I'll say the rest. Let's see where I'm left off at. I mean, I get so excited.
In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornament about their feet and their quals and their round tires like the moon,
yeah.
And their chains and their and the bracelets and the mufflers and the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparels and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses, the fine linens and the hoods and the veils.
All right, all right. Now go to Zacharias 13:6. Y'all pay attention here. Pay attention. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? And he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.
Jesus. This identifies with our Messiah, our Lord, the true shepherd. Oh, my God. Said he was wounded in the house of God. Why? Because they rejected him. Are you rejecting him today? They betrayed him. That's what we're seeing today with all this stuff going on in the house of God. They have betrayed Jesus again. Betrayed Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. We here to Reddit first. Just want to make a difference where it counts. And we thank you for taking out your time to listen to us as we share the word of God on today. We're going to be led in prayer. And then we'll close. We thank God for you, you, and you. Pay attention to everything, everybody. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for church without spot or wrinkles in our lives. If you don't know Jesus Christ and a part of your sins on today, we ask that you accept him, receive him, receive him, and accept him in your heart today. Your heart is so small, but big enough that he can live inside of you on today.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for this study. We thank you for this time that we set aside to proclaim your truth and your word, God, which is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, God. We thank you for the listeners, God. We thank you for the hearts of the people, God. We pray that you would touch them and whatever situation they're going through, knowing that you are the only hope, the only answer to all that we're facing in this life, God, we thank you, we praise you, we appreciate you, God. We pray that our lives will be like a finely tuned instrument to render praises unto you all the days of our life, God. We just give your name all the praise and the glory that's due to you.
Yes, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for those that we called on today, and we called out their name on today. We pray for those children that lost their mother on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that there was strength. You will strengthen those children, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the young man that was shot, God. We pray for his body, oh God, that you would touch him and strengthen him, minister to him in a special way, God. We pray for the other young man where he lost his brother. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for all those on our prayer list, oh God. We pray for the young boy that's dealing with cancer. We know that you are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. We pray for Jaden in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind, his body, his soul, God. We pray for deliverance for the young man. We just thank you, oh God, for the word of God. We pray for all those that stand in the need of prayer on today. We pray for salvation and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Ready, church. Ready. Hold on. Music coming. Still coming. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands right where you are? Begin to just thank him for who he is in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
For you are God, so full of mercy. Yes, you are God, so full of grace. For you are God, the God that sustains me. You are God, you are God. So full of mercy. Yes, you are God. So full of grace. For you are God, the God that sustains me. You are God. You are God alone. Oh, you are God. You are God alone. For you are God, so full of God, you are God alone, the God that sustains me, you're the God that changed me, you are God, you are God alone, hey, you're the God. You're the God that sustains me.
God bless you.